Those of you who have your camera on, I have my trusted assistant here meditating with me. So Flora will be joining in our meditation instructions this morning. When I was doing yoga, she got on my seat and has decided to stay. So working with what is. In our meditation instructions, we have been working with the four foundations of mindfulness, and we've been focusing on the body. Today, we'll be bringing in the second foundation of mindfulness, and that is mindfulness of what is called in Pali is Vedana, Vedana. And the best translation for that in English is feeling tone. I also like the term valence. And what that means is that in each moment, there is a valence or a feeling tone that accompanies the experience. That as we're mindful, we can be mindful if the feeling tone is pleasant or unpleasant or neither unpleasant or pleasant, which is neutral. And so as we practice, we can bring this in. And the instructions for working with Vedana are very simple, not easy, but simple. And that is to notice when it's what is present. So in the moment, noticing if it's pleasant, noticing if it's unpleasant, and noticing if it's neutral. And this has been a very rich place of practice for me. Number one, because there's only three choices. And so it's very helpful to focus the mind and be like, oh, the mind is spinning off and be focusing on, oh, what is the atmosphere? What is the reading? What is the feeling tone? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? And then the accompanying body sensations that go along with it. So if it's pleasant, I might begin to feel my body moving towards or the wanting. Or if it's unpleasant, I might begin to feel the body kind of having that reaction of moving away. So to me, this is a very powerful practice. And I want to give a quote here from Viktor Frankl, who was an Austrian neurologist, psychiatrist, and also Holocaust survivor. And what he says, which I find very useful for our practice, is between stimulus and response, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power and our freedom to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our happiness. So between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power and our freedom to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our happiness. And I bring this in because I think that as we look at how our minds are moved by pleasant or unpleasant, we are in that place of increasing our opportunities to choose. So let's begin our meditation now. We'll begin by focusing on the body, and then we'll be moving into the feeling tone. So starting your practice in the way that you do, connecting with whatever is your primary object, perhaps sounds, perhaps the body, or the breath, wherever you feel the breath the most easily. Beginning again in each moment. And if possible, to offer an attitude of kindness towards your meditation, a sense of loving awareness. Connecting with the body as it is. Meeting yourself. And during the meditation today, I'll be offering some specific instructions around feeling tone. And at any point it feels more appropriate for you, you're welcome to return to whatever your primary object is. You may notice with the sound that there is an accompanying valence, perhaps pleasant, maybe unpleasant, or perhaps neutral. Just noticing as you bring your awareness to sounds, if you can attune to the sense of whether the sound that's arising is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. As you are paying attention to sounds as they arise and pass away, see if it's possible to let go of the idea or the concept about what is making the sound and simply be with the direct experience of the sound being heard. Perhaps noticing as we pay attention to sounds that we can invite a receptive quality of attention, that we're not going out to meet the sounds, that our ears are receiving the sounds. And as this happens, perhaps you may notice that there's a space between the sounds as they arise and pass away. This is a useful place to explore the feeling tone. In that moment, you may be able to recognize a sense of pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Noticing as the sound arises what the feeling tone is, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Now inviting our awareness to settle in the body. That kind, loving awareness that we've been cultivating. Connecting to the body as much as is possible. And the invitation is to notice if you can feel any experience of pleasantness in the body, perhaps in the hands, if they touch each other or resting on your legs or belly, wherever they may be. Sensing wherever in the body there might be a pleasant sensation. Wherever that might be for you. And letting go of that focus on the pleasant sensation in the body. Broadening the awareness as much as possible to include the whole body. And see if perhaps there may be a place in the body that has a feeling tone of unpleasant, that as our mindfulness meets that part of the body, there's a sensation, an accompanying feeling tone of unpleasant. And letting go of that sensation of unpleasant that you've connected with in your body. Returning to a more spacious connection with your whole body. And inviting into your awareness some place in the body that registers as neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. You may not have noticed before this area in the body, maybe your elbows or your ankle, your ears, some place in the body that has a neutral feeling tone. As we guide our meditation, directing our mindfulness to different areas of the body, you may begin to notice your response. If there's a reaction that arises in relationship If there's a reaction that arises in relationship to the feeling tone in the body, oftentimes we may begin to notice that when something pleasant arises, there's a liking. We might have a preference. There might be a sense that we're doing something right. There might be a holding on to the pleasant. Notice if any of these arise for you. And when an unpleasant sensation arises, we can notice the response, the attitude, the relationship. See if there is resistance to the unpleasant. See if there might be fear arising, or desire to reject the experience of what is happening. Or perhaps the idea that we're doing something wrong. In the arising of Vedana with each moment, we can begin to experience the field of changing sensations from pleasant, pleasant, unpleasant, unpleasant, neutral, as not me, not mine, not myself. And begin to see how the body might respond, how the mind might respond when a pleasant experience arises, when an unpleasant experience arises. And then there's neutral. Oftentimes we overlook neutral. We only experience it when we realize another sensation or feeling, such as boredom or restlessness, disinterest, spacing out arises. And as we bring our awareness to the Vedana, the feeling tone, we can begin to notice their impermanent nature. They're rising and passing away of each feeling tone. Continue on like this, noticing the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling tone that arises in each moment, or returning to the breath in the body, or whatever your anchor may be. as we begin to notice Vedana, feeling tone, we may begin to see the layers of meaning that we add to each moment. We may begin to see how we habitually pursue the moments, the experiences that we label as pleasant. We may begin to see how we reject or push away those moments, experiences that we label as unpleasant. As we play with this second foundation, explore the nuances of what it means to meet each moment. We can use Vedana, feeling tone, as a guide, as a framework, to begin to see how our likes and dislikes, our preferences, how we want the world to be, organizes the habit patterns of how we arrange our lives. And whenever we notice the accompanying moving towards or pushing away, we can be aware that we're doing that and return to a receptive, loving awareness, allowing that too to be part of our practice. That what it means to be fully alive is to be responsive, be receptive, as we make our way in the world. We have created associations and stories that accompany sounds, sensations, thoughts. No problem inviting this reflection helps us open to the possibility of spaciousness, of non-reactivity, of freedom. Sharing the words from Viktor Frankl again, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power and freedom to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our happiness. Thank you for your dedication and your practice.